This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
WEI Afternoons, midway through a Thursday afternoon. Kind of a beautiful Thursday afternoon if you look at our Twitch cam. Still a few leaves on the trees, kind of a little fall evening here. And of course, as always, doesn't really matter whether it's spring, summer, fall, whatever. We're in a bit of a feud with some outsiders who think we did them dirty, I guess. As we talked about earlier in the show, Cam Newton responded to the question we asked Drake May on Monday, Patriots Monday, about Cam Newton's original fool's gold comment.
I thought it was a little harsh that Stephen A. was critical of you for asking that question.
Yeah, what did he call me, weak ass?
Yeah, you were within the lines, the boundaries of asking that question. I don't understand that he was so outraged by the question.
And I actually got worried. When this started to blow up, there was part of me that was like, did I say Cam called Drake personally fool's gold? I was worried if I misspoke. And then as we all went back and listened to it, I was like, no, I said Cam called the Patriots fool's gold. And then Cam, in his response, before he starts threatening me, said, and I double down on it. I think they, and then he actually chose to make it personal.
He threatened you. He wants to kill you. He wants to hurt you. He wants to,
A man said, but you poked the bear, but don't keep doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I took that as a threat. I said, if I disappear ever, you got that on record, go find Cam Newton. He's the first suspect. There's probably a lot of them, actually, a lot of suspects for my disappearance. But so we listened to Cam Newton. As you mentioned, we listened to Stephen A. Smith, who had a weird rant about athletes in sports and media. I didn't even know how that fit into this conversation. Mm-hmm. But he had that. Then he called me weak ass for asking the question. Everybody seems to think it was taken out of context. We went down that whole road. And then Stephen A. called. I didn't take this out of context either. Make sure he called Drake May a liar. He said, I know it was performative, but he said, you're a liar. You do know what show Cam Newton's on. Like that there's this idea that, you know, Drake May is watching TV every weekday morning to see Cam Newton and his appearances on, like, how much TV did you watch as a player, Ted, at like 9, 10 in the morning?
I have no idea. The pop culture, don't ask me anything between 1995 to 05. I don't know what was going on there.
You're a freaking football player who they told to show up and lift and go to meetings and do this.
You're 7 in the morning and you're doing your work.
He's also a liar.
So he called Drake May a liar. But this, it didn't stop here. This isn't just an ESPN thing, or I guess technically this is an extension of ESPN. I never know where Pat McAfee stands. Is he part of the ESPN team, or is he his own team that just kind of is on ESPN?
I
think it's the latter, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. Pat McAfee picked it up. So this is a conversation he has. First, you'll hear Boston Connor, I believe, and then it rolls into an answer with Kirk Herbstreit, who is their guest at the time. He is the Thursday Night Football analyst. He does college football. Big Drake May fan, if you remember from last Thursday night. Big, big, big Drake May fan and Kirk Herbstreit. So let's hear how our feud with Cam Newton and the whole issue with Drake May played on the Pat McAfee show.
Let's go to a WEEI 93.7 FM.
Yeah.
you're familiar with this guy, and he played for the Patriots. Cam Newton said the Patriots are fool's gold. That was his words, not mine. Do you hear those things? Do you react those things? Any comment on that?
Oh, no. I don't even know what show he's on. You know, I think they get paid to make remarks and, make certain comments. So, just worried about what people in our organization think and worry about what we think and my teammates think. And, everybody's going to have different opinions. So we should go out there on Sunday and worry about ourselves.
Great answer. That was from
Fitzy, and I really apologize. I'm not sure who his co-host
Fitz and
was.
Fitz and Wit. We appreciate that. Just got pulled up
okay,
right here.
Okay, boom. Yes. Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Fitz and Wit is...
All right, can we stop for a minute? I have a name. Andy Hart.
Teddy, you like that one?
Wit? I do. I just, like, where did that come from?
That's what I was wondering. And Dan posed that he thinks somebody said something into Pat McAfee's ear.
Yeah, I heard Dan say, I think there might be some truth to that, because he was, it's Wit, because he said it as if somebody was telling him right there in his ear at the same time.
As the Googler on the show, I fed you guys information that on the second attempt, if I'd slowed down a little bit, I went, oh, that's not what the answer was. The timeout conversation about Belichick a couple days ago, I read it the wrong way. So it happens every now and again. I think they were just scrambling like, oh my God, what's the name of the show? And just gave him the wrong
Or that one day you said something about Drake and I thought you said break and I started to throw to break and you're like, don't go to break yet. We're in the middle of a segment here. You can't go to break yet. So stuff happens. Absolutely stuff happens. But Fitzy, do you have a wit in your life? Like, have you ever done media? Because you and I have done a lot of crap together. Fitzy and Hart is absolutely a fit.
But it's Fit and Wit. They kind of rhyme. So they rolled off the tongue, I think.
And Wit is good. I'm witty.
How about Wits? Witty. It should have been Fitzy and Witsy or Fitz and Wits. Like, the fact that it just stopped at Wit. I don't know. That felt like a half-baked thought from McAfee.
All right, Dan Ball says he has it.
I think I found what they found by accident. The Ryan Fitzpatrick and Andrew Whitworth podcast, boys, is called Fitz and Wit.
That's hurtful.
Oh, it's not. Those are two former NFL players.
Okay,
there
yeah.
you go.
I'm not
so
Wit.
Andy, you get to be the cool 6'7" brohemoth who always wears a hoodie with a blazer. I'm the guy that takes his shirt off at Bills games
with a weird beard and that cheese sculptor in that other commercial.
But I have a Harvard degree, so that's cool.
All right, roll it, Stiz.
I'm not sure who his co-host
Fitz and
was.
Wit. Fitz and Wit. We appreciate that. Just got pulled up
okay,
right here.
Okay, boom. Yes. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Fitz and Wit is.
I don't think that was a shot at all.
No, it wasn't
that,
a shot.
That wasn't a shot.
He was asking if he heard
he was
it.
Just
go ahead.
Saying, yeah. I think he was just basically saying, I don't know what show the, I'm in the film room. I don't know what show he's on. I'm just worried about the guys in the facility, this organization. We're just trying to win games. I think he just went into kind of that Bull Durham quotes. You know, I think he was, I really didn't take anything there.
Me neither, but if you pull it and you put it up there and say, I don't even know what show he's on. That is certainly, if you potentially put it out there, it's Drake May saying, who said what? Yeah. I don't even know what show he's on. But
love the uni. Yeah. Love that uni.
Everything.
All right,
we don't need the unis.
Does Pat McAfee need guests or co-hosts, or is he just going to keep talking over everybody?
Yeah, I noticed that. That was a little tough.
But so I did want to clarify here. So this is we're at Thursday. This happened Monday at Dan Ball. Refresh my memory. 4 o'clock with Drake May. 4:15.
Quarter after four.
Okay. So Monday afternoon, similar to this time. And I saw it in a few places. It got blogged a little bit. And then all of a sudden, it was like yesterday, it really started to, it like caught the jet stream, as they say, in weather. And I think, Ted, you've probably had issues with this in the past where things are kind of, you're like, and then all of a sudden, how did it blow up, I guess is my question. And then they played the clip for Cam Newton. So like... he reacted to the clip. The question from me and the answer from Drake. He didn't read like a movie poster. He didn't read a blog entry. So how did we get to where we are?
I have no idea. I'll be honest with
me
you.
Neither.
Aggregators. It's as simple as that. They seized it. They put it out there. And it's the classic case of playing telephone, Ted. One person tells one person.
Yep.
Someone shares with someone.
Yep.
X number of reblogs, and somebody at ESPN sees it and is like, oh, wait a second. This is juicy. Stephen A., what do you think? I'll tell you what I think tomorrow at 10. And then here we are, Andy.
Don't keep poking this bear.
Yes, Dan Ball?
A slice of credit pie goes to Lauren Campbell of Mass Live, because yesterday at 12:27 p.m., Lauren Campbell on Mass Live posted the article, Drake May responds to Cam Newton's Fool's Gold comment, I don't even know what show he's on. So
well
that
done.
Then got picked up by Pro Football Talk, which is, I think, around the time that your son started to see the video version of that, and then it just kind of grew from there.
There
so
go.
It went local, national, whatever you consider
we,
first
We got
take.
To the bottom of that. Thank
but
God.
The question I have is, when it got to Cam, they played the question and answer for him. So it's not like he's beholden to some blog he read on the internet that was taken out of... No. They played my question, and they played Drake's answer, and that's when he went off on his whole thing. So what's the confusion here, Cam? You said it. He responded to it. He didn't take a shot at you. He just works during the morning. He's not part of your target demographic because he has a great job in the NFL.
You're asking me to basically tell you how Cam Newton thinks. Well, that's
yeah.
like asking me how a watch works. I just tell me what the time is. I don't know. Awful Announcing's got your back.
Oh, nice.
They got a little thing, a blurb about this. It just says this, Newton began the first take segment by responding to May, acknowledging he labeled the Patriots' Fool's Gold, but also claiming it was presented to New England's quarterback out of context. Smith took that to mean Newton was misquoted on EEI, which was not the case. The question was presented to May fairly by the WEEI host.
How come no one uses my name?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Starting to wonder why
well,
my name isn't out there.
The show is called WEEI Afternoon, so it must be hosted by host one, host two, and host three, right?
Because I got all these people, and do you want your 15 minutes of fame? Well, if I'm going to try to take my 15 minutes of fame, I need them to use my name.
Yeah.
It's the worst 15 minutes of fame ever. My name's not used. In fact, I was called Wit. That was what I was called.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, Ted, I'm a little disappointed.
Fits and Wit.
Sorry, bud.
Son of a
bitch. Can't help you out there, man.
Anyway, I teased it with Tommy Curran. I wanted to get to this. The question that we had in the original rundown before it hit the fan with all this Cam Newton, ESPN stuff. Ted, you wanted to talk about it because you phrased it like this. Because I was – Milton Williams is the first Patriot to go on IR, even though that doesn't mean what it once means. It means you miss four games and he'll be back. So, you know, you look at it, last couple weeks you dealt with the Booty.
He was the
first
starter to go on IR. Yep.
And then Gonzalez was never on IR. He started the year, probably should have been because he ended up missing a bunch of games, but whatever. So we posed the question, what's your list of, I would say three. We asked Tom Curran. He obviously, Spillane first off the tongue.
I think Spillane's a good one. I think he's such an important part of that defense. You know, I think, you know, Jack Gibbons could fill in a little bit, you know, Christian Ellis to some degree, but I just think he is vital. I think he's vital to that defense. He's the guy, the conduit between the front line and the secondary. You know, Will Campbell, I think, you know, even, I don't know, is it crazy to say Steph Diggs? I mean, he's led the team in receptions in three of the 11 games, but he's just such a flag carrier for this team. So I think Diggs, Spillane, Will Campbell, and Christian Gonzalez would be the guys not named Drake May that they cannot afford to lose.
Fitzy, you got a list?
List came to me in no time at all. I would go Gonzo, Will Campbell, Spillane.
Yeah.
Easy as can be, because we saw the proof as to what the defense looks like with Gonzo versus not having Gonzo over those first three games. If Will Campbell's out, then it's Vidarian Lowe or insert swing tackle here and goodnight, sweet prince. Drake May is going to be running for his life. And the running game also takes a knock. And then Robert Spillane. Yeah, that's the front. Like, you know who's going to make as big a difference as anyone else covering up for Milton Williams being out until actually after Christmas? It's going to have to be Spillane. He's not the same size. You can't say, you know, oh, it's Corey Durden or insert name of the Gregory guy. No, Robert Spillane is going to have so many more messes he's going to have to clean up in that next level of the defense without Milton Williams there. You cannot afford to lose him.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, you know, I even put on there Craig Woodson. Craig Woodson, he's played every snap on defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could replace him with maybe Del Pettis or somebody else, but they just the snap count alone tells you how much they value him on defense as a guy that's had some issues maybe at times, but wasn't he the second leading tackler on the team?
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean he's kind of up there with Spillane as far as importance on the defense, even though you don't hear his name as much.
Yeah, atop my list, and I think by a large margin, would be Will Campbell. Because, you know, we're doing this list. Everybody's listening. Wait, you don't have Drake May on there? It's other than Drake May.
Other than
obviously, Drake May is the main answer. And if Will Campbell doesn't play, that puts Drake May in jeopardy. In my, because I don't, Marcus Bryant, Verdarian Lowe, I don't know who the next tackle is. I don't want to see Morgan Moses go down either, but I can't say both tackles probably off the top of the list. So I would say Will Campbell just because of the importance to the really important guy, the chess piece, the main chess piece, Drake May. And I think I would go second with Christian Gonzalez. And because we did Fitzy, like everybody still goes, how did you guys let Geno Smith throw for however many yards?
360
Geno Smith,
yeah. Yards.
Yeah. Now, part of it was Brock Bowers was healthy early in the year. That was a big part of it. But you were playing without Christian Gonzalez. Now, I will say, theoretically, Ted, shouldn't Carlton Davis be ready to step up to a bigger role if Christian Gonzalez is out? Like, he's your $18 million sure. veteran. No,
he'd be the guy that you put on their the best receiver.
And then I'd cross my fingers and hope that he is capable of doing the job.
Look, he hasn't been, you know, he hasn't been spectacular, but he hasn't been awful either.
No, he hasn't.
He's been more than serviceable.
If he wasn't making $18 million, I think we would look at him differently. I think the paycheck affects, like, the perception of how he's playing, because he was brought in as a big money signing, and I don't know that you feel like you're getting return on investment.
Yeah, no. And the secondary's given up, you know, look, they're one of the big, their secondary's given up some of the most big plays in the NFL is what I'm trying to say. They're one of the big kind of play secondaries in the NFL, and that's partly responsible because of Carlton Davis. So, and it's you can't afford to, I mean, that's the thing. Knock on wood, it's amazing. I said the biggest issue with this team would be depth going into the season, and it's kind of they've been so lucky to get this far, with the health that they have. I think there's of the eight healthiest teams in the league, seven of them are playoff teams. So there's a correlation clearly with health and success of your team in making the playoffs. So it's, you know, it really comes down to that at the end of the year. You know, a lot of teams maybe you wouldn't think of as playoff contenders, but they're the healthy ones at the end. And so they're the ones at the end because they have the healthiest team.
So is it strange? Would it be okay? Not that he's in the top three, but is Hunter Henry on the list somewhere? Mm-hmm. You know, you've already dealt with Austin Hooper with the concussion, although he's back on the practice field now. Would Hunter Henry definitely be in the conversation?
Definitely.
I mean, they're a team that wants to be two tight ends a lot. They already got one dinged up, and he's the
My guess is, my guess is Hunter Henry has probably played the most snaps of any skill position player on the team.
I'll tell you exactly why I wouldn't feel as badly about Hunter Henry having to potentially miss a couple of games the way Mac Hollins has played. He's almost the same damn size. Now, I know he's a wide receiver, not a tight end, and Hooper can fill in on the line. He got Westover. They just signed C.J. Dupree to the 53. But Mac Hollins, his size, he can basically do everything Hunter does plus all of his own stuff and then some. So it's almost like you have redundancy there or like a backup.
And Woodson is an interesting one for you to bring up, Ted, because I bet you there's some Patriots fans who don't even really know who he is. Like people that watch the game and that they don't really have an idea who
he
is.
He's number 31, fourth rounder out of Cal, older guy, played 6 years in college, so I think he's 26 years old.
I believe he is. The eraser, I think they called him in college because he was erasing
is
problems.
That, oh, I like that. Is that what that is?
If you had a problem in the back end, coach would lean on him to kind of erase
it up. I like that. I mean, they basically let go of two former stalwarts in that played his position, and mm-hmm. Jabril Peppers and Kyle Duggar. So that's, you know, we might not have an appreciation for him. They certainly do. And so they think he's that important by the fact that they played him more snaps than anybody else on defense.
And they got Del Pettis out there. Jalen Hawkins, got another guy we've kind of overlooked in terms of his value.
He's been tremendous this year.
And there's a number of those guys. Like Morgan Moses, I would throw in that group. Like, you think of Will Campbell because he was the fourth overall pick and he's the left tackle and well, what are you going to do if Morgan Moses isn't out there? He's been part of that continuity, too.
You know, you can afford some injuries here and there as long as Drake May's upright. You know, so, Drake, this team has more room for error than it's ever had, ever. I mean, there's so many games. I mean, there's a lot of games where you look at it and you go, man, they should have lost this game if you look at it on paper. But, the brilliant play of the quarterback has saved their bacon so many times. I mean, he will cover up some deficiencies you have. So you can't have too many significant injuries, but you can have one or two that you can withstand because of the quarterback.
617-779-7937. Who's on the can't get hurt list for your New England Patriots? other than the obvious answer, that would be Drake May. We all know that, no disrespect to Joshua Dobbs, but if he has to play an extended stretch, well, that changes the entire narrative of not only the Patriots season, but the AFC and the NFL Super Bowl picture, everything that goes into it. 617-779-7937. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our buddy Andrew Razor Raycroft joins us to talk a little Bruins. Bruins were out west against the Ducks last night. They went down 2-0. They showed that typical fight. They tied it up 3-3 in the third, and then they came up short and they lost to the team in those cool orange sweaters. Little Andrew Razor Raycroft next here on...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
WEEI back here in WEEI Afternoons, straight to the guest line to talk to our buddy Andrew Razor Raycroft. Razor is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. Raycroft, how we doing?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
We're good. We had barbecue. You've seen us, and we're always happy when we have barbecue in the studio, so we're happy today. Not so happy news for the Boston Bruins. We all saw that puck hit the face of Charlie McAvoy. He has surgery. How long do you think he'll be out? Is this something they're going to be dealing with for a while? Because seems unfortunate. Like, the D came together, and then Swayman's playing great, and now you lose a defenseman. Is that going to lead to Swayman dip kind of thing? How long are we dealing with this?
Good question. I don't know. I don't think anyone really quite knows. I think, it's not a torn ACL. That, you know, like, that's the good news. Guys have come back from, we saw Zdeno Chara come back 2 days later. That's obviously not realistic in a regular season. But on the other hand, you know, there's guys that have come back a few weeks later. So I don't know. I'm not a doctor and don't know his exact issue. But, again, I think, you know, when it comes to, like, missing time, this is better than a knee injury, I guess.
So, Razor, last time we spoke last week about this little schedule, like the four-game stretch that the Bruins were going through that was pretty tough, culminating in the Ducks game last night. I think you said 4 points over that stretch would have been nice. I don't think they quite got there. What grade would you give them for the last week or so?
last night's game was awesome. They played and battled back extremely well. Another game twice in the last 6 days now on the road where they've battled back and then given up a late one and not got the at least an NHL extra point. And that's the kicker right now for me is the fact that the season's gone great, but you could look back and say they've given up 4 points with four late goals in regulation and not been able to get it into the house and get it to overtime at least. So I thought the Montreal game, they played fantastic. I thought Ottawa, they battled back. And then Carolina was a dud. That was a kind of a scheduled loss, to be honest, coming back from the Montreal trip, et cetera, and losing McAvoy. Last night, I thought they showed great resiliency. At the end of the day, they are 1-3 in their last four games. So in the National League, you got to get to 500 in those four games that are tough. But they've played well and shown a lot here in the last week. That's my report card.
Razor, so Elias Lindholm, he's made the trip. I'm guessing he's going to get in the lineup pretty soon. But what does that mean for Kuznetsov, who's done a more than serviceable job there, playing center there in the top line? What happens with him when Elias comes back, you think?
Great question. Not sure. Really good question. It'll be interesting because they've had a ton of injuries, but not down the middle. Their four middle spots have stayed solid since Kuznetsov jumped in and provided the play and the performance that the first line needed. Things have stayed solid in behind him with Pavel Zacha, Fraser Minton, and then Sean Corrali. So if I had to guess, Lindholm comes back and goes onto the second line, and they move Zacha over to the wing, put Lindholm in the middle, and leave Kuznetsov with the top line as is, as they continue to go, and as Lindholm gets his game back. That's where I would look first. If not, then you do it vice versa, where you put Lindholm on the first line and then move Kuznetsov onto the wing with Pavel Zacha. Either way, Kuznetsov has really provided a great spark, done his job, take advantage of the opportunity. I think he finds a way to stay in the top six, especially with the injuries to Mittelstadt and Arvidsson.
Andrew Raycroft here with WEEI Afternoons. Razor, listening to Marco Sturm, I think it was on Tuesday before they left, talking about Kuznetsov and maybe being a little less aggressive than they'd like him to be. And he was sort of joking, well, you're on a line with Pasta and Geeky, and those guys are pretty good, and you don't want Pasta, you know, giving you a hard time for sort of hogging the puck. If he stays on that line, do you think there are opportunities for him to be more aggressive with his own game?
At times, I suppose everybody could do that. Morgan Geeky's leading the National Hockey League in goals. And then you have David Pastrnak on the other side. So I don't think there's too many centers in the league, period, when they're playing with the top goal scorer and David Pastrnak, that they aren't going to defer a little bit more. So, you know, there's times, and as a young guy, you figure out those times a little bit better and feel more comfortable as experience kicks in. But I think overall, I want the puck on 39 or 88 stick more than anyone else is on this team.
Speaking of center, Bruins lost Beecher. I guess John Beecher was awarded to Calgary. They put him on waivers, tried to sneak him down to Providence. Big loss, modest loss. How do you feel about that?
Almost like a zero loss. I don't think it was a sneak job. I think they're happy at the end of the day that he did get picked up. It's good for John Beecher, of course, to stay in the league. But I think for the Bruins to get the contract off it, they had, it didn't go very good for John last season. They were hoping to get a bounce back, a new coach bump. You heard Marco Sturm talk about, he just didn't get enough from him. And when you become 25, 26, 27, you're still on the fourth line as a first-round pick in the National Hockey League, who's a defensive guy. They're kind of a dime a dozen at that point. So, he did a good job. He was part of the record-breaking season and had some flashes, but certainly his time had kind of grown thin here.
Razor, with Charlie out, Nikita Zadorov was awarded the third A on the team. And just curious your thoughts on that decision to see him out there with the patch on. He seems to kind of just being enjoying his role here on this team this year. Just your thoughts on him getting that third A.
He's been great. He's been really good this year. And he was signed last season to the big deal, one of the fancy new toys for the Bruins, shoring up the left side. At times, it came out of the gate and was taking a lot of penalties and got a little too aggressive and a little bit out of the Bruins system. Of course, everything went hell in a handbasket last season. But by the end of the season, Zadorov was the best defenseman. He's the only player on the team that was a plus player. He had really kind of come into his own, and he's taken it to another level this season. His physicality's been perfect. Of course, he's big and tough and can fight anybody because of his size in the National Hockey League. But he's played within himself. Last night was a great example. Went on a rush and then makes a great pass on the second goal the Bruins scored to Isimon. So rightly so, he's a vocal guy. And if you're playing well and contributing and being the leader that he is right now, that vocalness is a huge bonus. And that's what I think the Bruins are getting. And there's no question he deserves to have that A with McAvoy out the way he's played this season.
Razor, we've passed the quarter pole here, Marco Sturm's first year as the head coach here. You know, again, watching his press conferences, it's like every question he has a smile and he kind of thinks about the answer and then he seems to deliver it with honesty and sort of that way that is more common in hockey maybe than it is anywhere else.
I think you're right.
But, you know, what have you thought of the job he's done settling in with this team that is, I would think, overachieving so far in the eyes of many?
Yeah, well, certainly through the eyes of a lot, you know, most, they've overachieved. I think for me, why he's done such a great job or what tells the story of him doing a great job is the three wins, the seven losses out of eight games, and then getting back on the horse and winning again. Like, it felt like the season was getting away from him, but every night he was disciplined, he was consistent, he put Casey Mittelstadt on the bench because he wasn't in the stands because he wasn't doing. He put Mason Lowry in the stand. He was very, very disciplined in his message. And you guys said he's extremely honest. He, last night, same idea. Like, yeah, well, that's great. We came back, but you know, you have to commit to playing defense at the end of these games, and we're not doing that now. So he's giving the players a lot of responsibility, but also not letting them off the hook when some of these breakdowns happen. And then the other thing we've seen is conviction to the system that he wants to play. He didn't waver through any of those six, seven games. And I think as an organization, as a former player, the more conviction one a coach has, the more you continue to buy into what he's doing.
All right. So until we speak to you again, the schedule is Bruins at the Kings tomorrow night. Then you get the Sharks on Sunday. And then a visit to the old Icelanders next Wednesday. Obviously, a best-case scenario is you win all three, but how do you see the week playing out?
Yeah, LA's tough. They haven't played well at home at all this season, but they've been unbelievable on the road. They're a tough team, very similar to the Bruins. Marco Sturm's old franchise, so I would like to see and like to expect them to get a bit of a bump for their coach going into that building for the first time since he left them. San Jose is up and coming. We know about some of those young guys. Macklin Celebrini is the best young player in the league. And then the Islanders, that's kind of the tough one because of travel more than anything. They're going to sit in Long Island for a couple of days. They have some meetings and things. So, and then you're obviously kind of looking ahead to the holiday. But I still have hope that they can go 2-1 in these next three and get 4 points out of this trip.
Okay, Razor, the term of the day is fool's gold. And I'm just curious what you – I don't know if you've – the EI Afternoons has been in the news all day today because of that term being slung around. But you look at the top of the Atlantic, and you see the Detroit Red Wings up there with their Bruins and the Montreal Canadiens. Fool's gold for those teams? I mean, are those teams – have you had a chance to watch the Red Wings or – I mean, obviously you've seen the Canadiens, but just your thoughts on those two teams – being up top of the Atlantic with the Bruins?
Well, I'm not so sure I want to go as viral as the EI Afternoon crew has, to be quite honest. So I might stay away from fool's gold all around, or at least that comment. I'm not as sure. No, I'm not sure on either one of those teams. I'm not as sure about the Montreal Canadiens. They came out of the gates unbelievable. They're still a little small, still a little not as solid on defense as you'd like. They've kind of struggled lately. But the way the whole Eastern Conference is, it's everybody's 500. So that's good news for the Bruins, that those two teams aren't going to run away with it from my point of view. But I'm going to leave Fool's Gold to you guys and Cam Newton and Drake and whoever else is involved. I'm going to leave that to the NFL guys.
Razor, if this turns into an Anchorman thing, will you join my posse to defend me against Cam when he threatens me?
Yes, that escalated quickly.
Okay, you can bring your gear. If you're in full gear, we can put you out front. You can lead the way in your full goalie gear and take the barbs. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving? You're basically an American now.
American, of course. Okay. I have my American passport, and I am proud to be American. And yeah, honestly, Thanksgiving is it's just different in Canada. It's in October. We never did it the same way. So marrying an American girl, it's literally my favorite holiday by far. It's the first time I celebrated it with her family. And I love Thanksgiving. So I'm excited to sit on the couch at my sister-in-law's house and watch football and hang out. So
nice.
Great.
Love it. Get those stretch pants out, baby.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So eat, drink, watch some football, be merry. And so we'll talk to you in 2 weeks since next Thursday is Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you down the line.
Thanks, Razor.
Love it, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Have an awesome holiday.
You too, buddy. Thanks, Razor.
Andrew Razor Raycroft joining the posse against Cam Newton. I appreciate it. You put him in his goalie gear. He's going to be tough to we can use him as the block. So, Ted, you're now behind Razor in his goalie gear.
That's good. I'm leading the charge right behind Razor.
And you know what the best – I'm getting further from Cam Newton.
Yes, you are.
further back away. In the line.
Yeah, all of a sudden Andy's gone from the defensive line to the secondary now. He's barely around the ball.
Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, our guy Jim Bowden, who we may or may not put a lot of credence in for The Athletic, has a fun trade idea. He has a very specific trade for the Boston Red Sox to acquire Tarek Skubal. We'll read you the particulars. Would you do it? That's up next here on
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DWEEI.
He did an amazing job last year. I know a lot of people don't give it credit, but if you look at the offseason we had last year, Chapman, Justin Wilson, Alex Bregman, Garrett Crochet, three All-Stars. Wilson was great, so let him be. Let him do the job. Obviously, he will ask me about how I see it, but at the end of the day, you know, we make decisions based on what we have to improve on our 40-man roster and our 26-man roster, and hopefully we can do that.
Thanks, Alex.
That was Alex Cora on the, what was that, Foul Territory podcast? Defending his general manager. Who doesn't give Craig Breslow credit? Are there people out there who don't give Craig Breslow credit?
Our show?
Oh. We don't give him credit?
We mock him with a robo voice. But no, yeah, we give him tons.
You know, the Bregman thing, certainly debatable. Who gets credit for bringing Bregman to Boston last year? But he's right. He did put together. He did bring in three All-Stars.
He did.
And we may get into some credit pie with the Patriots later. Sometimes the guy who's in the job just gets credit because, well, it's his job title. So whether he's actually doing it all or not. That was the manager saying, let Breslow cook, basically. And speaking of cooking, we have quite a meal on the horizon, if you believe. And can we play along just a little bit here? I know we poo-poo Jim Bowden here because Cora himself told us sometimes he makes crap up. But let's just have fun with this. Let's just play along and pretend this is a real trade proposal for Tarik Skubal, the two-time Cy Young Award winner, the ace of the Detroit Tigers, the guy who would certainly be a better offseason acquisition than Joe Ryan, right? Like there's really no better pitcher in baseball you could acquire.
There's not.
The only issue you have is he and the Tigers were reportedly $250 million apart on an extension. So Lord knows what he's looking for.
Man, how do you not take that as a player as like just the biggest insult ever?
Yeah.
Well, the Tigers offered him $5.
Well, what if they offered him $500 million and he wants $750 million? I don't know where the $250 lies, but...
Andy, I do want to ask real quick, is there literally no other pitcher you... Like, obviously, we have Crochet, we love him, but is there any other pitcher... If you could have anybody, I honestly can't imagine that there's anyone save for Yamamoto I would like more.
Well, there's also the trick question, can I take Ohtani? And, he also has to hit. Because if I can take Ohtani as that pitcher and I also hit him on those other days, it would be him. But, no, if you're talking about just a pure pitcher, I think it's Skubal. It wouldn't be Skeens. Like it's
not Skeens?
No, it's Skubal.
Oh, wow.
It's Skubal for me. And I think if you put these two horses together atop your rotation, and I don't care if you – I mean, Skubal's the one, but if you want to, like, placate – Crochet and just tell him, no, you're still the ace. Skubal's the two. Whatever game you want to play. Anyway, here is the trade that Jim Bowden proposes for Tarik Skubal with the Tigers. Left-handed pitcher, Connelly Early. That's Christian Campbell. He doesn't have a position, so I won't say it. Utility player Christian Campbell. The password. And right-handed pitcher, a fifth-round pick, a name that I'm not overly familiar with, Christian Fauch. Those are the four players you would ship to Detroit to get Tarik Skubal back. I will say first, and then I'll throw to you guys, I would do it in a heartbeat, in an absolute heartbeat. And I would drive those guys to Logan Airport, take the photo of them in front of the Hertz rental counter, move on, and have, without a doubt, the best 1-2 combination, not just in Major League Baseball right now. You're talking about historically good Fitzy if you put those two good guys together.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? Drysdale and Koufax would love to be heard from as well, but that was a righty-lefty. These are two lefties, power lefties, who finished 1-2 in the Cy Young and are both in their prime. I'd almost even have to sweeten that deal. I'm wondering if that's enough. However, there is one little disclaimer, caveat, question that comes with all of this, and that would be, do you get a chance to discuss extension with Boris and his funny little riffs and rants and stand-up routines before the trade, or are you trading that much for him for the chance to have him pitch in a Sox uniform next year and hope that you get the deal done by November 2026?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're probably, Ted, talking to him about money. Now, whether you can do it, it's a Boris client, and Boris clients notoriously go to free agency, right? Like, that's
what they do.
That's the Boris plan.
Especially if they got 1 year left, yep.
So do you only do it, Ted, if you're getting an extension on him, or would you?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not trading. You know, I like Early. You know, I like Christian Campbell. I don't want to give those guys away just for a rental. I would be, that's just too risky. So if there's not a deal in place, for an extension. I'm not making that deal, no. But otherwise, if he was to agree to an extension, would I give those guys away? Yeah, I liked what I saw from early. He's got, you know, 3-4 legit pitches. You know, Christian Campbell, that was a little rough, but, you know, there's still potential in that with him. So, and Garcia is an up-and-coming outfielder for this team. So those are all good players that I would only give away if I knew I was getting Scooble back with a long-term extension.
207 says, I wouldn't stop at any lights or stop signs driving those boys to the airport for this deal. I think I would do it without the extension. I do. With how good your organization is, the young players you have at the big league level, the depth you have elsewhere, I mean...
But think of it in, would they do it, though? It's not what you would do. Probably what do you not. Think the Red Sox would do?
Probably not.
Yeah, no
I
way.
I don't think they would. Because, I mean, you'd still have Peyton Tolley. So of the two pitchers we brought up and got excited about last year, Quinn Early ended up being the longer stretch there of, but you still have Peyton Tolley to add to the back end of the rotation. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he learns some secondary pitches. But you're talking about the best 1-2 punch. If you consider yourself a playoff team, you enter that series, so, you feel like you're up 2-0.
Okay, so let's just say they want to trade. Would they sign Scooble to a contract north of $400 million?
I doubt it.
It'd be a record. You know, it's a record contract.
Oh yeah, that's what it's probably going to take. So this is probably all, you know, radio talk fun in the month of November.
I just don't trust them to do that. I mean, and everybody's saying they got enough money for one big bat, a medium bat, and a legit 2 starter. Okay, because that's really what they need. Are they going to pony up? I would my guess, if I had to bet on it, no, they won't.
And you're not really, you're right. Everybody, the new report has been big bat, complimentary bat, and then number 2 starter. Well, if you trade for Scooble, you're trading for a 1. You're just bumping your ace down to the 2 hole, basically, who you've already paid. You know, he is under contract. I do wonder, though, if Crochet is here, and now you give Scooble $400 million, like,
what's the dynamic of that room?
How does that work?
I think that that's a factor. I do.
Seriously risky.
Yeah, and as good as they'd be on the field, if it because we've said it, I said it more than anybody, vibes and things of that nature and how much they like each other, if there's this weird dynamic, because I know the Patriots for years were big on that, and like power structure.
Oh, they had to get rid of Milton. Joe Milton. I mean, that they're worried about that.
That's
power
true.
Structure.
I meant previous to that, okay. But like, you know, and how they believed that players knew each other's salaries, and like the best player kind of needed to be the highest paid, and you couldn't have it out of whack. And this would throw a wrench in everything that they've built over the last year plus. Okay, so it's fun. We'd all drive him to the airport, and Ted tells me it's not really going to happen because Brezbot would never do it, and John Henry would never sign off on it. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 5 o'clock. It means it's time for The Drive. It means we need to revisit our feud with Cam Newton, First Take, a feud that even made its way to the hockey world. Did you get that? Andrew Razor Raycroft, they're talking about us versus ESPN in the world of hockey. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the return of Ramondre Stevenson and Kayshon Booty. What does that mean to this offense as they head into a matchup with Joe Burrow, maybe? We'll talk about it all next in The Drive here on WEEI.
Well, would you look at the time? Got to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.